For centuries now, humankind is primarily engaged in what Dan Noble calls a linear economy. But that paradigm, which relies heavily on raw material consumption, is beginning to shift to a circular model based on renewable biological resources.
We've gone through the pre-industrial paradigm, the ag economy, which was very biologic-oriented, to the industrial economy, which was fossil fuel-oriented and non-biological resources, what are referred to as technical nutrients versus biological nutrients. In order to get to zero waste, we're realizing that we have to reduce the use of technical nutrients, make sure they're all recyclable, and then transition to biological nutrients in as many products as we possibly can, because those are all fully recyclable and metabolizable in the biological economy.
Noble, executive director of the Association of Compost Producers, was among the more than 20 speakers at the first ever Sonoma County Zero Waste Symposium. And he says that transition is farther along in some areas than others.
We're already in it. We have one foot in both worlds. So on the solid waste side, we're 50% there. Instead of throwing away 100% of our discards, we now recycle 50%. And the goal is to move to 75% and then ultimately to zero as much as we can.
Getting there happens through lots and lots of small steps. Leslie Lucas, who chairs a Zero Waste Advisory Committee to the Sonoma County Waste Management Agency, announced one at the event's outset. This is a model ordinance for local governments to adopt, a framework for setting their own waste reduction goals.
The next step is to develop a zero waste plan, and that is a much more detailed process where we have to do research and get data, really solidify what that goal is and how we're going to achieve that goal, whether that's zero waste by 2030, zero waste by 2040. The zero waste plan is really the steps to get to zero waste.
And she notes, state actions are nudging cities and counties in that direction.
There's a lot of legislation which requires cities to invest in infrastructure and programs to recycle and compost more. There's goals to get organics out of the landfill, to set the recycling and composting rate for cities at 75% by the year 2020. So cities are pressured by the state to comply with these different regulations.
Other concurrent moves are more incremental. Pam Davis, a member of the Sonoma County Compost Coalition, announced another at the symposium.
We have launched a No Straw campaign. We're trying to help folks eliminate the use of single-use plastics. Then hopefully the restaurants or other establishments that are serving beverages will offer them only on request and potentially even move to a paper straw. So it's also an easy target because they're not something that people need. It's just an automatic reaction that people are throwing straws on the table or putting them in your drink when you're having water or soda. And there's no reason that we need to have a straw in our water.
Other presenters concentrated on innovative programs to address the huge amount of food waste we produce through composting, food recovery, and more sustainable agriculture practices. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCP's North Bay Report.